DW Africa Link.
It's that time of the year again, the Christmas holidays, a season of joy and reunions. But for some travelers in Nigeria, the excitement quickly fades when they find themselves stranded at bus or train stations. Long queues and skyrocketing ticket prices are turning what should be a festive journey into a stressful ordeal. So, what's behind this end-of-year travel chaos? And why does Nigeria's transportation system struggle to cope with the holiday rush?
It's sad and quite unfortunate that during this period, when Nigerians take opportunity to travel to meet their relatives and also celebrate Yuletide season, this time around is impossible because of the high cost of transportation and fear over insecurity. We only hope that government will do something fast.
That's what we are unpacking today. Stay tuned. I am Ajua Tenkrama Domina, and this is Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Imagine waiting all year to reunite with family during the December holidays, only to be frustrated by Nigeria's transport system. Overcrowded stations, endless queues, and soaring fares make festive travel increasingly difficult. During the 2024 Christmas season, bus fares to Lagos surged by more than 200%, while domestic flight tickets jumped by 100 to 150%. Now, as another holiday season approaches, millions are preparing to head home. But what does the transport sector look like this year? And how can travel be made easier and more affordable for Nigerians? To explore these questions, I'm joined by Gloria Thomas, a transport analyst. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Brilliant. I also have with me here, all the way from Abuja, Nigeria, DW correspondent Ben Adam Sherman. I usually like to call him Uncle Ben. Welcome, Uncle Ben.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful.
Great. First of all, are any of you traveling to visit family this festivity? And how is it looking like in terms of the transport wahala?
I'm traveling, definitely. My parents don't live in Jos, where I reside. So I travel home to Lalin. I call it Lalin City. It's about 4 hours, plus or minus, to get to them. So I definitely have to travel.
And how is it looking like in terms of travel? Do you struggle every year when you have to travel?
There's always a struggle. My family is a bit large and everybody wants to travel. If you don't have a vehicle that is large enough to accommodate everybody, it means you have to make extra arrangements to ship everybody down to the village. Nigerians, we're many. And movement is a lot, and the cars are not that many. And, the mode of transportation is limited in a number of cities. In Jos, for instance, you just have to go by your car. The trains are not available. Even if they were, it's only between Jos and Bukuru. And to the other local governments, the other 15 local governments, that doesn't exist. So you have to make extra cars available depending on the size of your family and the luggage you need to move.
Very interesting. Let me come to you, Ben. Is it the same for you, or this we are looking at a different situation?
I want to tell you that yes, I want to go to my village, and I am from Southern Kaduna, for example. And of course, it's always a time when people say long time no see, you've shake hands, there are festivities here and there. But honestly, it's not easy now. The economy is not friendly. The roads are not friendly. But all the same, people are striving. They want to make it. Some want to go, not just for the festivities. They've probably lost some loved ones within the year. And it's a time for them to also go. Pass some condolences here and there. As for me, yes, I'll go.
Now, paint a picture to us for somebody who's listening and is not familiar with Nigeria. How difficult is it for people to travel during this period?
Yes, it goes like this. If you're going, if someone is going by road, he leaves his house to, a bus station, or in Nigeria, we call them motor park. And it's always a beehive of activities. You'll find, people, conductors shouting all sorts of destinations, conversing for passengers. And at that point, the vehicles become so less, so few, but the passengers are so many. Then if you go to the train stations, it's always the same thing. The train, they want to do some modernization. People can buy tickets online, but the tickets have simply disappeared online. And some people are just playing some pranks behind the scene and just doing some shady deals and doing some deals and selling to some people. You go to the airport, it's the same thing, where people thought that it's so organized that one could easily get a ticket. But you just visit the website of airlines, you just see that they are probably entirely booked. But some people want to try their luck. They go there, and you now meet these conversers. Say, oh, where are you going to have a ticket and all that stuff? So it's not just government agency like the train stations. In the aviation sector, which is private, entirely private, it's also happening. So you just find people getting frustrated.
Interesting. Now, Gloria, I want to bring you in. You are the expert. If you look at Nigeria's transportation system, what three terms can you use to describe it?
It's chaotic, it's expensive, and it's risky sometimes. When I say risky, I mean going to some of the hinterlands. You'll have to be in a car with yourself, your family, children, your luggage, your food items, and animals. And because of the rush, you know, almost everybody is traveling to one destination or the other. And drivers will want to make the most out of this season. So you'll find there's a car called a Charon. It's made to transport seven people. The driver, a passenger in front, three in the middle, three at the rear. But you'll see them carrying sometimes 12 people. You'll have four people in front with the driver. You'll have another four or five in the middle and another four at the back. And sometimes the booth is also opened and people are shipped from the very, very rare where you need to have your luggage. You have people at luggage because for the drivers, it's extra money. For the travelers, the cars are not available. So it's easier for me to get there. It's so chaotic because managing such stations, the motor parks that Uncle Ben spoke about earlier, it's hard, it's difficult. So people tout and all manner come in to do whatever they want to do just to make a quick buck. One other thing that is also a problem is that within the northern part of the country, you only have train stations between Abuja and Kaduna or Kano sometimes. But you don't have these train stations in the other parts of the north, that's 19 states. Within the states themselves, they don't have the train services. It's when you're in the southern part of the country where you have train stations, Lagos, Osun, and all those other places. But up north, you just have to go by your car.
Now, in terms of the costs between air transport, rail transport, and road transport, which is the most expensive in this period?
Air transport is really for the elites. A civil servant can really not afford a plane ticket. My friend is traveling from Abuja to the southeast, and her one-way ticket is almost 400,000 naira. So a return ticket, regardless of, not including your local trip from your house to the airport, is already 800,000 naira return. So if you're not in business or you don't have a high-paying job, you can't even afford it. And when you're using the cars between Jos and Abuja, it could be maybe 10,000 naira. But with the festivities, you may have to pay up to 12 to 15 or 18,000 naira. So the prices go up because the rush is heavy. The traffic is huge. So people spend a lot. at each level, but I would say generally the trains are a bit cheaper because they're more regulated by government. So people tend to get tickets cheaper than when it comes to the bus and airfares.
It's interesting you mentioned regulation, because then one will ask, why can't this regulation extend to all the other forms of transport? But I'll come to you briefly on that. Uncle Ben, let me come back to you. You've been reporting for a long time in Nigeria. One of the reasons why I actually call you Uncle Ben. But I want to find out, in this year, how is it looking like? Has the long queue started building up already? How is it looking like generally for people who are trying to travel for the festivities?
Yes, as for long queues, especially in fuel stations or petrol stations or gas stations, it's actually reducing, because surprisingly last week, Dangote made another promise. I said he was going to crash down the prices of fuel, and he has done it. And that is also forcing government filling stations to also come down. So in other words, those long queues to buy fuel have disappeared. They have. But again, that's a different thing when it comes to the motor park, where people are just rushing to go to various destinations. Then we also seen that in the aviation sector, it's not uhuru at all, because at the point the House of Representatives even called on the Minister of Aviation, Festus Keamo, to intervene so that prices of our ticket will go down. But the minister turned down and said it is private business.
Gloria, let me come back to you. We were talking about regulation earlier and why the airspace or air travel seem to have some form of regulation. Can it be copied to the other forms of transportation in the country?
It can be regulated, but it has to come with a policy and the will for government to say that we're going to be very serious and very deliberate in ensuring that we provide people with the kind of transportation that they need. In Jos, for instance, the state government is making available free transportation to some local government, you know, across the local government areas for those who want to travel at no cost. But that will just take care of probably 1 or 2% of the population that wants to travel. To take you to your destination and back. Maybe they put 2 buses that can ship, say, 1,000 people or so to and fro in a span of a week. And that is really nothing. So most of these companies are run privately. The government transport companies are very few, with very limited number of vehicles. So their capacity to move people from one end of the state or one end of the country to the other is really, really limited.
Let's talk about rail transportation. We know there are already issues about some technical challenges that will, for instance, lead to the reduction in the frequency of how the train can travel, particularly on the Abuja-Kaduna line. If you've heard about it, what do you make of this?
I've made an attempt to travel some time back, and even getting the ticket was a challenge. I had to book earlier. I had to provide so many information that at some point I thought were not necessary. But it shifts a lot of people. The train services, because of the number of coaches, that is really nice. But people are still wary about security. After the last train attack, people are still wary. But it hasn't dampened the morale of others who have never gone by rail to try it out, especially children. They are most interested in traveling by rail. So if the train services can be made better, but the rail tracks need improvement. We're still using the old rail tracks. The improvements haven't made them faster. Between Kaduna and Abuja, you still travel 1 hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours. That is like traveling from Brussels to Paris or Berlin or Holland. We're just talking about Kaduna and Abuja. It shouldn't be more than 20 minutes and you're there. So the kind of coaches, the kind of rail lines need to improve. The coaches themselves are more comfortable to use. So I think if those are improved upon and the security is high, improved upon on the, you know, the route, practically everybody will go by a train because it saves you fuel, it saves you money, it travel, it carries a whole lot more people, and you get there, there's a whole lot more fun. The buzz in those trains is really infectious, and it's something everybody wants to experience.
Interesting. Let me come to you, Ben. If you speak to people who are commuting on these lines that are going to have reduced train schedules, what have they been saying?
Honestly, you could hear the frustration, especially ticketing aspect. And of course, the reduced, instead of having frequency of the train because of the number, the sheer size, the volume of commuters, rather the trains have been reduced. And the Nigerian Railway Corporation is not forthcoming with any explanation. Here in Abuja, you have the rail tracks from the International Airport up to the main town inside Abuja here, but you don't even see the trains. They are inside Abuja. So people are complaining, why would you want to have a structure like this? You don't have the trains. If you can have an airport controlled by government and individuals are buying the aeroplanes and making money, so why do you have rail tracks and you don't allow people, private individuals, to buy the trains and do train services? People are worried, and they even want that law. There's a law where railway is exclusively being controlled by the federal government. They want state government, they want individuals to go into that kind of business. So people are frustrated. They want to move freely and they want to enjoy the trains, like Gloria says. People feel safer there, but the government is not forthcoming.
Thank you for that on rail transportation. Now, let me come to road transport. Gloria, and this is to you. Are you satisfied with the state of affairs for this particular Christmas? The systems that have been put in place, you were earlier mentioning some dispatch of extra buses for people. Are you satisfied with all of these plans to make commuting a bit more easier for Nigerians?
It's just a one-off. You know, putting these buses on the road at Christmas is a one-off. If you want people to enjoy traveling, it has to be holistic. So all through the year, you have to make sure that they are comfortable traveling. But this Christmas, roads are still not fixed. People are also just asking, okay, why not just make some temporary patches on the road just to make it motorable for this season, not to do a complete overhaul. Probably you wait until the next year. But the roads are still not very smooth to travel on. But people have no choice but to use them. The extra buses is a drop in the bucket, or should I say is a drop in an ocean. But yes, it will help those who are really, really unable to pay the transportation to travel with their families, or it reduces how much they will spend on transportation for themselves and their families. So it's helping in one area. With the size of a population of 4 million or so, and with close to 2 million traveling, it will be difficult for government to provide services for all of them. So sure. I think if they put in more effort in making the roads more motorable, in having checkpoints, more checkpoints on the road to make people feel more secured, that will help a great deal. But we've also seen that they are engaging vigilantes within communities to help with that aspect of security. So that will give people more confidence to travel, really. But I think a whole lot more effort should be put into making the roads a whole lot better.
Right. In wrapping up, I'm going to give you both 30 seconds. Tell me the kind of Nigeria you're hoping to see in the near future in terms of transportation, particularly during Christmas. Let me start with you, Gloria.
Okay. I want a Nigeria where in the coming years that if I want to travel by road, by air, by train, I won't have to think twice about it. I'll just know that I can afford it. It is available. It is comfortable. It's safe. It's secured. And I'll get to my destination and return with good stories to tell. I believe it is doable in this country.
Beautiful. I'm already imagining that for you, and I hope it really happens. Uncle Ben, let me come to you. In 30 seconds, tell me, what kind of Nigeria are you hoping to see in terms of transportation?
Yes, I need the rail lines, the trains to move around. We need buses the way it's done in our developed countries. We need the aeroplanes to be here and there. And I can see that, like I said, some states are now having more of these airports. I've mentioned Ekiti State, Ogun State is coming on board. I can see Nasarawa State Government. They all, we have Haipang in Jos. These are stations that will kind of ensure that there is a movement of persons, goods, services, friendship is attained, and Nigerians will just have it nice in terms of tourism.
Thank you so much to you. Ben Sherman is my colleague in Abuja, Nigeria. Also, we had Gloria Thomas, a transportation analyst, joining us also from Nigeria. Thank you both.
Africa is changing. Don't get left behind. Tune in to Africa Link.
For commuters, the wish is simple: to get home without breaking the bank. Here's what some travelers had to say about their frustrations and what they think will be done to fix the system.
It's sad and quite unfortunate that during this period, when Nigerians take opportunity to travel to meet their relatives and also celebrate Yuletide season, this time around is impossible because of the high costs of transportation and fear over insecurity. We only hope that government will do something fast. One would have expected that when Dangote reduced the price of fuel from 800 plus to about 699 naira, that marketers will make things easy. But sadly, it is not so.
The trains to Kaduna is fraught with corruption, inefficiency, insincerity. The ticketing is carried out by a syndicate. For my solution, let's break down that syndicate and give the chance to a different set of people and monitor them. And let everybody have access when they want to travel, either the platform that is online or come physically and be able to get their ticket.
Well, the transport fare is actually a very serious issue because people who usually travel by air are frustrated with the prices, especially over the counter, because it starts from like 300,000 naira to 500,000 naira when you go to the airport to buy your ticket over the counter. While for those who book online, it's a bit cheaper than those who walk into the airport, because it's about from 200,000. But before now, it used to be around 100 plus, not up to 200,000 naira, or even almost close to 300,000 naira. And same thing applies to those traveling by road as well. It is very expensive. And if they have to make budgets, you have to, for those going by road, you have to make budgets for like 100,000 naira for just your going and coming, because the fee is no longer as cheap as it used to be.
The truth is that festive season travel challenges aren't unique to Nigeria. Ghana faces similar issues: long queues, high demand for buses, and inflated fares. To ease the pressure, the Ghanaian government recently deployed additional buses along four major routes in Accra. The move aims to reduce queues, improve safety, and curb excessive fare hikes during peak hours. Could Nigeria adopt similar measures? Just maybe. While these may seem like quick fixes, it can go a long way to make the festive season travel smoother for citizens. Share your thoughts with us on Facebook at DW Africa, listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Kaleji. I am Ajua Tinkrama Domina. Many thanks for listening.
for mine.